We're doing the Shmona Pakim. We're in the middle of the fourth chapter, and we'll just remind ourselves what we're doing here. The Shmona Pakim is the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avot. Pirkei Avot is the one tractate which focuses on how a person develops himself and gets good traits. And, the Rambam in Shmona Pakim is explaining to us the foundations of understanding how the human soul is built and how a person's requires good traits, and what are the good traits? And in his introduction, he's explaining to us the fact that we have an ability to acquire good traits and how we go about doing it. Perek Chelek is what we do tomorrow. That's something else. We're holding in the Rambam, the fourth chapter, in Rav Kapach's edition, it's page Reish Nun Gimel. The second column. But what some of the pious did in certain times, that they sometimes went to towards one extreme. The Rambam has just described that the proper path is always the middle path between two extremes. That's the right way to serve Hashem. So how come some of the Chassidim, the extra pious, sometimes deviate from the median, from the middle. Kigon atzom, sometimes we find that the Hasidim fast. Vinidut shena balayla, sometimes we find that they deprive themselves of sleep at night. Vaznachat achilat habasar v'shtiyat hayayin, we see sometimes they don't allow themselves to indulge in eating meat and drinking wine. Vachakat anashim, or distancing themselves from women. Vilvishat atzemer v'asak, sometimes we find Hasidim who wear sackcloth or wool. Umgurei ha'arim, and sometimes they live alone in the mountains. Ve'itbodedut b'midbarot, they go alone in the deserts. La'asu shum davar mizeh, el al derech ha'ripui. If you find them doing this, they did this to heal themselves. Like the Rambam explained, that if a person is ill, he sees that he has bad traits, so in order to cure himself, sometimes he has to go to the opposite extreme in order to attain the medium. But it's not that the Hasidim are Hasidim because they go to the opposite extreme. They're going to the opposite extreme to help heal themselves, as the Rambam has explained. And also because they find that the people surrounding them are decrepit, when they recognize that they will get ruined if they maintain contact with the people around them, so they had to detach themselves from them. They suspect that being in their company will ruin their own traits. Lefichach yatzu mibeinehem lemidbarot, makom shein sham adam ra. That's why they left the people to the deserts, a place where there are no bad people. Keder shamar hanavi alav shalom, just as the prophet said, Jeremiah, mitneni bamidbar. Who would give if only I'd be in the desert? Jeremiah saw everyone around him sinning. His own family in Anatot were sinning. His own relatives, the Kohanim, wanted to poison him to death. So Jeremiah said, if only I were in the desert. When the fools see these Hasidim, that they do these actions that are extreme, and they don't know the true intent of the Chassid, that he only went to the extreme to help balance himself, so they think that it's good, this is the way a person should always behave. They don't realize that the chassid only does this to counteract a flaw that he has. The nagubim and the fools take these as their customs. They make an ideal of something that is just a cure. The extreme, says the Rambam, is a cure. If a person doesn't sleep at night, he fasts, he does all the things, the extreme, to help fix himself, that extreme is part of the cure. That's not the ideal. And the fools took that and they think that that's the ideal. And they act this way because they think that this way they'll be like the Hasidim. They pain their bodies with all kinds of different afflictions. And in this way they think they've already attained some level. They think they've done good. Some fools think this is the way they come close to Hashem. The Rambam is saying this isn't so. This is just the way of a person fixing his own traits. If he sees that he's overindulged, so a person sees he has a tendency to overindulge, sometimes has to go to the opposite extreme to balance himself out. But that's not the ideal, that's just a way of gaining the balance. a person thinks, these fools think, says the Rambam, ki'ilu Hashem oivo shel guf, as though Hashem is the enemy of the body. Hashem doesn't like the body. Ve'rotze la'avdo la'ashmido. And they treat it as though Hashem wants us to destroy and get rid of this physical thing called the body. Ve'enam yodim, and they don't know, she'otam ha'masim ra, that those actions are bad. Ve'shebahem tusag la'adam migra'at mimigra'ot ha'nefesh. And by doing these actions, a person will attain lackings. He will harm his soul by doing these actions. Vareyem domim, they are similar to a person, lemi, she'en lo idea b'mlech ta'ufua, a person who doesn't know how to heal. He doesn't have medical training. Shera sharofim amumchim hishku lecholim mesukanim shacham el chantal ve'el mechmuda ve'el tzabar. He sees that the doctors gave the sick people all kinds of medications, and the doctors told the ill umna'u minam zonot. They told the ill people, don't eat food now. And by doing this, the people got cured. And the people were saved from great danger. So the fool says, if the fool says, if these things could cure a sick person, certainly they'll help a healthy person and they'll give him extra health. And he started always taking these medications because he figures if it helped the sick, certainly it'll help me. And he started acting like the sick are told to act. Undoubtedly, this person will make himself sick. So this is an example, the Rambam says. So too these fools, hem cholei hanefesh, b'li safek, b'ishtamsham b'refuah, b'yotam b'riim. These fools are undoubtedly going to become ill in their soul. They're causing problems for themselves because they're using a cure at a time that they don't need it when they're healthy. V'zu haTorah shlema hamashlemet otanu kmo she'id aleha yodat kmo she'id aleha yoda Torah Hashem tmima machkimat peti. And this, the Torah, which is whole, as the one who knew the Torah testified before us, he said the Torah is whole. It makes the fool smart. Meshivat nafesh. The Torah has the ability to give back one's nefesh. Lo tzivta b'shum davar mizeh. Our beautiful whole Torah never commanded us to do any of these things. The Torah doesn't tell us to roll around naked in the snow. The Torah doesn't tell us that we should spend our life fasting. The Torah doesn't tell us that we should distance ourselves completely from women. The Torah tells us in the moderate fashion that is correct. One should enjoy life. In moderation, the Torah is whole, and the Torah tells us the proper way to live life. Ela ratzta shehiyeh adam tivi, the Torah wanted the person to be natural, holech bederech hamutzat, to go in the medium path. Yochal ma shemutar lo lechol b'mitzua, he should eat what's permitted to be eaten in a moderate fashion. V'yishteh ma shemutar lo lishtot b'mitzua, and they'll drink what he's permitted to drink in moderation. V'yivol ma shemutar lo livol, and they'll have marital relations with the person he's allowed to have marital relations with, b'mitzua, in moderation. V'ivne et ha'aretz, and he will build the land, b'tzedek u'mishpat, with righteousness and justice. V'lo she'yagur b'me'arot u've'arim. The Torah didn't want a person to live in caves or on mountains. V'lo she'ilbash et ha'sak v'atzemer. The Torah didn't want us to wear sackcloth or these wool shirts. V'lo she'yogia et gufo v'yayfenu v'yaneu. The Torah didn't want a person to toil out his body, tire out his body, and torture his body. And the Torah forewarned us, and what we have in our tradition, that the Torah says regarding a nazir, amar banazir, v'chiper alav me'ashechata ala nafesh, that a nazir, a person who takes on a vow that he won't drink wine, after he finishes this period where he doesn't drink wine, he has to bring a sacrifice to atone for that which he sinned against his soul. V'amru, and our sages said, v'chal eze nefesh chata zeh. Our sages say, what did the nazir do wrong? Whose soul did he sin against? Hashemanatz momen ayin. The sin of the nazir is that he deprived himself from wine. But not dvarim kal vachomer. The things are a fortiori. Im mi shetzier atzmo min ayin tzarich kapara. If a person says, I won't drink wine, the only thing he does is he says, I won't drink wine. He becomes a nazir. He's with his wife every night. He eats as much meat as he wants. He indulges in life. But one thing, he distances himself. He distances himself from wine. He, the Torah says, tzarich kapara, needs atonement. Hamtzer atzmo mikol davar. If a person pains himself from everything in this world, alachat kama v'chama. Certainly that he will need atonement for that. The Torah does not want a person to pain himself from everything. The Torah does not want a person to distance himself from everything. Yeah.
There's another opinion too on what the atonement's for.
Okay, there is another opinion. But the reason is zirut is permitted, possibly, is... Okay, let's begin with an introduction. The second we ask the question why, we have to understand we won't have an answer. But we could understand, from what our sages told us, that there are times that a person does need that extra precaution. The Torah introduces us to the concept of Nazir to teach us that there are times when a person will need that. If a person has been witness to the destruction that wine causes, and he wants to take a lesson from that and distance himself from wine, so the Torah gave him an option of how to do it. But in general, this isn't the ideal. Yeah?
I didn't have a question. The okay. Ramban, I think, has a different opinion.
On which point?
On what the atonement is for?
No, it's two opinions in the Gemara. It's two opinions in the Tanoic period. The Gemara quotes two Tanoic opinions. Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I thought it was one Tanim during the was it coming, and there's a very famous story where someone comes to him to be a Nazir, and he really didn't like doing, he didn't like doing the service because he didn't like taking part, he didn't like eating their sacrifice because he didn't really respect this whole Nazirut. He thought it was like, you know, oh, you want to put on the ring on the throne too? Right? Yeah, go ahead, be holy. But says, he asked this one guy, he says, no, why? So, why were you in your city? He says, well, you know, I had a good job, I was a shepherd. I looked one day, pretty good looking, I was looking in a well, and I saw my reflection. I said, you know, pretty good looking. I can do whatever I want. You know, I've got a good job, I can be anybody, I'm a big man. He said, that's when I knew I needed to be Nazir. And he said, and that's a sacrifice he ate of. There is a level on which, I mean, there are things to be holy that we can do that doctrine make us holy, and then, but in the wrong, if we do it for the wrong reasons, like anything else, it just becomes a tool, it just becomes self-serving. The thing I think is that the more extreme the measure, the more something, the greater the possibility of something make us holy, the greater the possibility that we misuse it.
Okay. It's a nice understanding. I never understood the Gemara that way. But it's a very nice understanding in the Gemara. We have to look at the Gemara inside. It's a very, very nice understanding. No, I never understood that way. Yefe. He answered you well, no? Okay. And also in the words of our prophets and the wise men of the Torah, we also found Shem tamid mitnagim b'mitzua. They always act in moderation. They watch their souls and their bodies, as the Torah obligates them. They watch themselves. You don't find them doing things that endanger their bodies or their souls. Ve'shiva Shem itala al yedei neviyo lemi sheshal al ta'anit yom echad bashana. And Hashem answered through his prophet to a person that asked about a fast one day a year. He asked Hashem, should he continue this way or not? And that's what the Navi says in Zechariah. They asked the Navi Zechariah after they rebuilt the second temple, should we continue crying in the fifth month? Should we continue? Should we keep up this fast as we have done for many years? Veheshivam, and the Navi Zechariah answered them, Kitzamtem usfot b'chamishi uvashvi'i ze shivim shana. When you fasted and lamented on the fifth month and the seventh month, this past 70 years, Hatzom tzamtuni ani, have I also fasted? Have you fasted for me? V'chitochlu v'chitishtu, and when you eat and drink, halo atem ha'ochlim v'atem ha'shotim, you're the ones that eat and drink. And the Navi commanded them to go with moderation and with elevation in their traits alone. Lo bitzom. The Prophet did not command them to fast. Vehu amro lahem, and that's what the Prophet tells them, Ko amar Hashem tzvakot lemor, mishpat emet shiftu, v'chesed v'rachamim asu ish et achiv. What Hashem wants, Hashem is commanding you, is do righteous judgings of one another. Do kindness to one another. Be compassionate to one another. That's what Hashem wants. V'amar achar kach ko amar Hashem, and afterwards the Prophet says, so said Hashem, Hashem tzvakot, Tzom Arvi'i, the prophet of the fourth month, the Tzom HaMishi of the fifth month, the Tzom HaShvi'i, and the fast of the seventh month, the Tzom HaSri, and the fast of the tenth month, Yehye Levet Yudah Lesasonu, Simcha Ulmoadim Tovim Ve'emit Vashalom Ehavu. All these months will be for the house of Yehuda, for times of rejoicing and happiness. There will be good times, and peace and truth love one another. V'da Sheha'emit, when the Navi ends by telling them that peace and truth love are loved, are beloved, truth, him hama'alot ha'egyoniyot. When the Navi says that, he's referring to the elevated levels that are logical. It's logical for a person to be balanced. Lefi shehem amitiyot, because the logical elevated levels are truthful. Lo yishtanu, they will not change. Kmo sheizkanu b'perek hasheni, as we mentioned in the second chapter. V'hashalom, and when the prophet tells them that peace is beloved, that is hama'alot amidotiyot. Those are the elevated levels of a person's traits. Shebehem yiyeh shalom ba'olam. That through them there will be peace in the world. So the Rambam, in this section, pointed out that when we see chassidim going to one of the extremes, that's just a way of balancing themselves. People shouldn't make an ideal of going to extreme. People shouldn't make an ideal of fasting or paining themselves. The ideal is to live in moderation, the balanced way. And when we see chassidim and tzaddikim that sometimes go off balance, they're doing it to balance a different off balance. If they saw that they were indulging too much, so they go to the opposite extreme to regain the balance. But one cannot make the ideal of being off balance. The ideal is being balanced and enjoying life in moderation. Yeah.
It seems like one of the most, it's much more difficult to be imbalanced, to enjoy life in moderation, than to cause yourself pain and suffering.
I don't know.
It's much easier to follow someone to an extreme than to just say, I'm going to...
I don't know. I've never been there. I don't know. Is it really easier to fast every day? I don't know. Never done it. I don't know. Is it really, I don't know.
Or at least it's an easier goal to aim towards, no?
No, but it's not. It's because it's subjective.
But it's an absolute. So say, to say I want to stay in the middle, well, things shift. The middle shifts. You this constant reevaluation, constant change, constant growth.
The middle is hard. It's true that when a person sets a goal, it's always easier to set a goal at the extreme. But when a person lives by the goal, I don't know that it's easier to live by the extreme. I don't know. I'm not sure that's so. I don't know. People who don't live by the extreme like to say that. You find people saying that a lot. I'm not sure it's true. I don't live by the extreme. It's much easier for me to look at people who deprive themselves and do things that I don't think I'd ever be capable of doing and say, oh, it's easier to do that than what I'm doing. I'm striving for the middle. I find that people say that a lot. I haven't yet found a source in Chazal that says it, or I haven't noticed the source that says it, and I don't know if it's true logically either. I don't know. So we're stopping over here. We'll continue, God willing, next week.